Hey, Social Salad family and friends of the family. I'm Megan.
And I'm Sydney.
And today we're going to give you a sneak peek into our success. So yes. Sid and I have been doing this for a long time. I started back in August of 2008, which I think is almost 11 years now. I'm really bad at math, so sometimes I say 12. I really don't know. And then, you know, you and I have been doing this for coming up on a year together, which is really cool. But
I know that is awesome. And I've been doing this for 5 years. So
yeah,
5 years full time.
And along the way, we have developed a lot of personal strategies that we have found work exceptionally well for our clients.
Totally. You just have to make sure you keep up with the time. So like, you know, like Megan said, she's been doing this for 11 or 12 years. I've been doing this for 5 years. A lot has changed over that period of time. And even in the last year that Megan and I kind of joined forces and started working together, a lot has changed. So you always have to make sure that you stay up to date. So we're going to give you what has worked best for us. And we hope that it works well for you too. And I know Megan wanted to talk about a few things to start.
Yes, it seems like Facebook marketing is on the decline. Sydney, I read that they lost around 15 million active users from the United States. And while that is, and that's since 2017. And while that is only 6% of its active audience, that's still a really big number. So kind of, what do you feel like is, what's going on? What does Facebook need to do to stay relevant? Tell us about it.
So I tend to look at things from a different perspective. You know, obviously there's always going to be something new and something upcoming. I think that, you know, Instagram is definitely more popular than Facebook. There's other social networks that are becoming more popular than Facebook. And at one point Facebook was really big. There's a lot of articles out there. There's a lot of information out there. But the truth is that there, in my opinion, there are still a lot of people that are getting business from Facebook, and it's just all how you choose to lose it. So while you might be reading, oh, they're losing all of these people. Oh, they're losing, there's a decline. That doesn't mean there has to be a decline for you.
Right.
For your audiences. And like I said, obviously Instagram, for example, is more popular, but just because there's a decline at the moment doesn't mean that there won't be a comeback. And I think that that's a really good point. And that
right, like
just
with because MySpace.
Right. So
I'm kidding.
Wait, is MySpace still around?
Well, it came back for a little bit. Didn't it come back for like a hot minute? And then people were like, no, this is lame.
I was never on MySpace. So I literally know nothing about MySpace. And I know nothing about MySpace, but what I do know is I've seen other patterns. So I think that, you know, Facebook has been around for a long time. MySpace, how long was it around for?
MySpace? I have no idea because I was on it at the very tail end, at the very beginning of college. I was like, sure, I'll join MySpace, but I also joined Facebook at the same time. So I never used MySpace.
So we're living in a different time right now. Holy so Facebook shit. Is not, I don't think Facebook is going away. It's just not. I think that for like millennials, for example, I'm 25. So for people my age, I think that, you know, Instagram or Snapchat, it's more popular. But for people like that aren't millennials, Facebook is popular too. And I think that things just go in and I have a suggestion for this to you because I don't want to focus on, oh, it's on a decline. Like what's going to happen? I don't know what's going to happen. No one knows what's going to happen. But what I do know and what, you know, a lot of successful entrepreneurs and social media people do is spend about 80% of your time in the platform that generates the most results for you. So if Instagram generates the most results for you, spend 80% of your time there. If LinkedIn, you know, generates the most results for you, spend 80% of your time there. But be present the other 20% or whatever percent you want it to be on all other platforms. So if you want to spend 80% of your time on Instagram, great, but make sure that you're spending 20% of your time on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Pinterest, on Twitter, whatever applies to your business, wherever your audience is, because you don't know which is going to come back next. And I mean, look at Snapchat. Everybody was like, Snapchat is done the second that Instagram came up with Instagram stories, which they stole from Snapchat, right? So, you know, everybody's now into Instagram stories and look how big it's become. And people weren't using Snapchat, but now Snapchat is making a comeback and people are making so much money from Snapchat, from advertising that, you know, a lot of people wish like, oh, I should have, you know, really kept up with that. So you don't know. So that's why I say like, you know, even if people are like, oh, I don't have time, you know, to do all of these, spend 80% of your time in the one that brings in the most money, and 20% just keep, you know, putting posts in there, adding value, get your name out there, make sure you're consistent. Little bits. You don't need to do a lot. You don't need to spend a lot of time, but, you know, go where your audience is. And it's 6%. It's a big number for Facebook, but it's not huge. And it's, you just don't know what can happen. You can still get business.
And I look at it like, you know, right now, and we're going to talk about this in a second, but Instagram is going through a huge change, like a really big transition. And I think right now that's kind of the whole of the company. That's really where they're putting their money. But once that transition has been made, and once what they want to do is starting to take off and succeed, I think they're going to try and do something more, go back to Facebook and see what they can do. They can't, that was like the original, right? Like, that is their mothership. And I don't think they can abandon it in any way. And it's very smart that they have, like, these two businesses in particular. They have Messenger and they have Instagram that are essentially, they have to be directly connected to Facebook. You have to have a Facebook account or a business account in order to use them, right? So, well, you don't have to, but in order to, like, use them to their fullest potential. So I think that's really smart. I think that because of that, I think Facebook is really going to go some route that is definitely a little more business oriented. Although I say that, but I was reading somewhere how they're going back to the feed. They're starting to go back to a feed that is just your friends and family and what they're doing, instead of seeing, because remember, there was a time where it was supposed to be like, this is your news feed, and this is like, there was from brands and from lots of new, like, actual news and fake news and all of that, right? Mm-hmm. So I think one thing that they're going to do is focus on an older generation that uses Facebook. I really, really think they're eventually going to start promoting photos more on Facebook, different albums. I think that's going to be a big deal at some point. And then I also think they really, I don't know if they're going to do this, but I don't know about you, the reason I go on Facebook and the most value that I find in it is our Facebook groups. And I know for a while, we never had the ability to do this, but for a while they were testing out memberships for Facebook groups. And I haven't read anything about that, like paid memberships for Facebook groups. And I haven't read anything about that in a while. I only know of one group that was in the test phase of it that I was a part of. But I think they need to do something with the groups. I think that is where Facebook's biggest value is going to be in the future, with the groups, with the ads, and just with families. I think it's a really great way to stay connected to your families.
I do too. And I think that, you know, no one really knows where anything's heading. We can kind of see all the changes that are happening. So it's something that it's good to be aware of, but also not to just abandon at the same time. Make sure that you stay on top of what's going on, and you can get all of your information from us. I know Megan and I said a couple months ago, we have an announcement of something that's coming out. It's still coming out. We've been adjusting, making adjustments, but something's coming out, something where you can get, you know, learn everything that you need to learn. But aside from that, it's really important, coming soon. I don't know if I said that already.
I have zero idea what happened. But you were talking and you were like, something's coming out. Coming soon was like really loud.
I did that. It was loud?
It was like really loud, but it feels like it like skipped saying a bunch of
words.
It's
because I paused because I was thinking.
Okay.
I think a lot. Okay. Anyways, I wasn't sure if I said coming soon or not. But anyways, it's important to stay up to date and understand, you know, kind of what's going on, but don't abandon any platforms. If anything, stay on all of them, but put your energy into the ones that are generating the most results and the most popular ones. I mean,
absolutely. And you can, with Facebook, you can just like share to Facebook, right? Like you can set your Instagram to share to Facebook and maybe just engage with the people who engage with you. And that's essentially all you really need to do at this point, if it's not your biggest. My daughter is being so loud right now. Can you hear her?
No.
Okay. So speaking of things changing. Some cool news about Instagram. So now, as of 6 days ago, they announced this, Instagram will be featuring stories in your Explore tab.
Okay. So, love that.
That's really cool, right? So people are watching stories more and more. So why wouldn't Instagram make it easier for you to discover other people's stories?
I'm wondering when you're going to be able to promote your stories in IGTV.
You what?
I'm wondering when we're going to be able to promote Instagram stories in IGTV.
In IGTV? What do you mean?
And IGTV. I've been wondering when they're going to allow us to boost or promote IGTV and Instagram stories. Like when that feature will be available.
Promote. Oh my God. Sorry. I'm I stood up because I'm moving my baby monitor under some pillows and blankets.
This is just the difference between someone who's been doing this for 5 years and 11 years. I'm just kidding.
Oh my God. Oh, hey, I got the package. Kidding. No, that's not for me. My UPS,
I'm totally kidding.
Cul-de-sac, and my UPS driver just like did a loop around. I thought he was going to stop by me. So Instagram is going to start promoting, featuring your stories in the Explore tab, which is really cool because Instagram wants you to see the content that you want to see. But the way that they don't care if you see content from your friends and family, they care if you see content that you're engaging with.
Right,
because that's essentially what ads are all about, right? They care if you engage with an ad. And the same holds true to the content. You have to engage with those brands as well. A lot of influencers right now are complaining. In fact, I was just talking to one today about, and I mean, this is really tragic, right? This influencer that I'm referring to in particular used to have thousands of comments. And today, when I went on, she had 12. Like,
oh, wow.
It's a big deal. And it's hurting her brand a lot. And with brands too, I think they're feeling it as well. I think if you don't engage with brands regularly, and it's harder for brands, especially, it's just harder for them to not seem like they're selling no matter what the brand is. If you're not engaging with the brand, they're also not showing up in your feed unless they're buying ad space. So
then everybody loses money.
And everybody loses money. So they really, I think it's great that they're coming up with more ways to promote stories, which are what people are using. And I think this is a really good point. And we were going to do something about this, and I think we still are, but the importance of video. So now Instagram is really pushing IGTV and it's pushing stories. If you go to your Explore tab right now, you'll see that like there are a bunch of little squares, and a static post takes up one square and an IGTV post takes up four squares. So it's huge. It's the thing that you see. It starts auto playing when you're scrolling through all of those IGTVs. So now when you see stories in your feed, stories, since they're like vertical, they're most likely going to take up two of those squares. So it's even less real estate for static posts. So if you click on any of those stories, it's really cool because you can click on a story and you can learn about that person. You can finish watching the story. You can go to their account, whatever. But if you swipe while you're on stories, you'll move to another account, but it will be a story that is from a different account, but in the same niche as the previous story you were watching. And that is the key to all of this. You need
Thank YouTube,
to make,
YouTube.
Yeah. Is that what they do with the next thing is the same? No.
I just notice on YouTube, like, let's say I'm watching, I personally like to watch makeup tutorials on YouTube. Let's say I'm watching it, then all of the suggestions or the next ones that play are all related to makeup tutorials. That might just be
because I watch so much more. I have
like an addiction. I watch a lot, so
that's okay. You guys, but if you want to read about some addiction, I just want you to search for the conversation that Jada Pinkett Smith decided to have on TV with her daughter. I'm not going to talk about it on here.
Okay, well now I have to look.
You will.
We're not gonna waste time talking about it, but now I have to look. Was it
well,
bad?
I can't. I think it's a little too, it's not necessarily appropriate for everyone to talk about.
Okay, so then I'll research it.
So anyway, yeah. So maybe it will be like YouTube in that way. But now you see, you know, we always talk about the importance of defining your niche and how that is what is going to find you the followers that engage with you, that respond to you, and that get you sales or find your leads or whatever your goal is for Instagram. So make sure that your account clearly reflects that niche that you want to be in. So for example, Sydney, like you said, you like the makeup videos. So now you'll have the ability to discover new makeup videos without having to like go searching or doing much searching. All you'll have to do is click and, you know, click and swipe through until you find a video you like. And the coolest part about this is it's not based on popularity. So stories, you know, you can watch someone's story, but I can't see how many other people are viewing a story. They have no vanity metrics. So you don't need to have the most popular content to be featured on the Explore page for stories. You just have to have the relevant content. So as long as your account's niche is clearly defined to your goal, you have the potential to show up on the Explore tab. Again, if you have the beauty account and you want to show up in the Explore tab of people who watch beauty stories, then you better make sure that all of your stories and your account is about beauty. You don't have fitness, you don't have pictures of your kids or your dog or random pictures of food and smoothies. Mm-hmm. Your account is a beauty account. It has to be clear to the IG box the B that your content reads beauty. If you guys want to read more about this, I got this all from an article in TechCrunch. You can just search, I think, TechCrunch. Maybe we'll try and find the link for you. TechCrunch actually talked to Instagram about all of this. So it's coming directly from Instagram via their pipelines. But they also say that videos will be more likely to be shown in the Explore tab as opposed to any static images. So again, Instagram is putting the emphasis on the videos. They mention that the stories, they need to be very visual, no text, meaning you can have a ton of text of quotes or a ton of stories of quotes, but that's not going to show up on the Explore tab. They want video and they want visuals. And your content and your feed, they have to align. So if you have an account, for example, that's like a restaurant, but the stories that you post are, you know, maybe the restaurant owner owns the account, but he just posts stories of like his family and going to like kids' baseball games and barbecues and whatever families post. Those two things don't align. So they aren't, the stories will not be shown in the Explore tab. And the other thing that's really important for you guys to remember is they won't allow reposts. So if you repost in a story that is a story from someone else, that also will not get any traction on the Explore tab. What they want from people is original posts. They want consistency in your branding, and they need it to be visual. It has to be a video.
Now, I have an opinion about all of this because so many people, I don't remember if we talked about this in our last podcast, are freaking out about all of these changes that Instagram is making, and everybody's saying, you know, it's not going to be good for their business. It's going to ruin their business. They're losing comments. They're losing followers. They're losing this, that, you know, everything's going to shit, basically. And I just disagree with that completely. I think that in life, things are going to change. And I think that if you keep up with it, if you go in the right direction, if you have a solid audience, if you, you know, are in the know, then you're not going to have a problem because things are always going to evolve. And if that means you have to start doing videos, that means you start doing videos. If you lose comments, there's a reason for that. And if you start doing videos, then your followers will start to watch those videos and you'll begin to build up that recognition again. I mean, you might take a hit at first, but I think it's all how you look at it.
That really speaks to our insistence on why you need to build your email list. Because you may not be great at stories. You may be better at static posts. So you're not going to get as many leads from Instagram anymore. So the leads that you have been getting, you need to make sure that you hold on to them and you have other ways to promote to them outside of Instagram.
If you're not interested in keeping up with the updates.
Right. Although, but we, and I think that's important because a lot of people, and we have so many people in the group who, you know, it's just not part of their generation. Mm-hmm. And then once they kind of get the hang of something, suddenly it changes again. And then that just stalls their growth even more. And it's very, very frustrating, especially for small businesses, you know, small local hometown businesses.
Right.
Who, once you finally start putting in all of these, you start doing all of these tactics that we tell you and you start gaining some traction, and then Instagram totally changes and you lose it again. You need to make sure that you have a way to connect with the people that you were connecting with before. Because it's always going to change. And I think that it's so important, like, this is what you should do, is keep up with the changes. I know that there are going to be those of you out there who just don't want to. It's just not something you can do, or it's just, you're just going to get frustrated about it. So if you think that's going to be you, really focus on building that email list. Sydney, I think that brings us to your first tip.
So building your email list and building relationships, and then it comes down to how do you do that. So those two things have been are my priority always. The email list, number one, because it's yours and you own it. Social media, like we said before, I mean, you don't know what can happen, but your email list, you own it. It's yours. Those contacts are yours. You can save it in a file and keep it and upload it to whatever CRM or database you want to upload it to. It's yours. That's your audience. And then when you get to know your audience, and they're going to be more likely to buy from you, no matter what it is. So that's like my biggest strategy. And how I do that is through providing value. I'm huge into value and giving things for free. So you'll notice in the social salad, almost every day, I give free tips, free advice. I'm always commenting back on everybody's comments, trying to answer all of your messages and everything. In the last month and a half, there haven't been as many posts because Megan and I have been working on some things for you guys. But I'm always giving value. And I think the more that you give away for free, the more that you get. And you're proving yourself out. The problem with social media now and the internet and this world we're living in is everyone is trying to do kind of the same thing. There are millions of social media marketers out there. So how do you know who to believe? So I believe in giving value and building personal relationships with people so that you can grow your email list and then send them an email. I think that, and it all depends on who your audience is. If your audience is, you know, teenagers or people in college, they might not be opening their email. I didn't open my email in college, but so it really depends. But for me, as someone in the social media industry, I wanted to go where the money is. So I wanted to go where there were people who had the money to spend. So I built relationships with people, gave away value for free through social media, built my email list, and consistently targeted them so that I would get leads and land clients. So that's my biggest tip. Give value away for free, because then people are going, whatever it is that you come out with that you want to sell, people are going to want it because they already know that you know what you're talking about.
Speaking of giving away information, I'm going to talk about SEO and then I'm going to talk about Pinterest. But when I talk about SEO, I think I'm giving you some really good tips here on how to best optimize your blog or website from, like, how to do it, like a good starting point, because a lot of times it can seem really, really overwhelming. So I think the best way, the most important thing you can do for your website, regardless of your industry, is make sure that it is optimized for search engines, not just Google. Mm-hmm. So first and foremost, definitely bulk it up. Make sure that the word count of your posts of each page is somewhere between 500 to 1750 words. Don't make it less than that, because then you don't have any words to show up in searches. Google doesn't really have anything to comb through to see what your website is about.
Write this down. Write this down, guys. Everyone should have a website. That should be a basic. So write this down.
Absolutely. Everyone should have a website. I'm a firm believer that everyone should have a blog on their website. Yes. If not, just to get the word count. But, like, if you think about it, Sydney, have you ever been searching for, like, a recipe on Pinterest and you click on it and it takes you to someone's blog, and then it's like a forever long blog post with a million pictures in between before you get to the recipe at the bottom? Yes. It's like so frustrating, but it's so important for that blog's SEO. That's why they do it. a recipe doesn't contain a lot of content at all. And some of that content isn't really even searchable. I mean, so before you get to the bulk of the content, just tell a story. Whatever you're doing, tell a story of what's related to the point that you want to make. If I'm giving you like my top three Twitter tips, I'm not just going to list three things and then briefly explain each. I'm going to give you an intro and say why I'm writing it. And then I'm going to talk about my experience with Twitter in the past. And then I'm going to state a problem people have. This is really important. And then I'm going to offer you my tips as the solution, which again, it's providing free value. But if you do it in this way, you're going to get at least 400 words. That's just from that. Some other things that are really important with SEO, keywords, they don't just go in the content. The keywords need to go in your title. They need to go in subtitles. You need to have headers for sections of your blog post, and those need to be keywords. I have, I think, just about two more tips on SEO. I know it's getting a little long-winded, but you need to make sure that you link back to at least one other piece of your own content. So each page needs to have a link outside of like the menu to a different post or reference a different post. That's really going to help you. And then one of the things, like if you can't do anything else, if you just can't bring yourself to look up the keywords, if you don't care if you have a lot of content on your catalog page for your website, just share. All you have to do is share. Even if you get zero engagement on a post that you've shared, even if I, you know, share on Facebook and not a single person engages with it, your link is still on a HIDEA website. Now, I'm going to get a little technical for a second. Google doesn't care about a high quote unquote DA website, that's domain authority, because there are typically no follow links that you can't, as in if you post on Facebook, you're not associated with Facebook's incredibly high DA. It won't affect yours. So Google doesn't care about that, but that doesn't mean other sites don't. So pages like domain, I think it's Moz, is that it, M-O-Z, yep. That is the one that does your domain authority. So this domain authority is essentially an algorithm that Moz made up that they think is Google's algorithm. Like that's all it is. But it is very close, and it's a very good way to determine how you rank. So your domain authority, your page authority, and your Alexa rank are other ways to measure your website's potential. And those do include no follow links as well as follow links. So I don't know if you guys really know about an Alexa rank, but Alexa is a global ranking system. Not to be confused, it's by Amazon, but it's not to be confused with like Alexa, the, you know, Alexa thing.
Is so annoying. Let me just tell you that right now. Little side note, I don't know if anybody can relate, but we have Alexa. Pedro forced us to get Alexa, or he just got it, and like I don't have a choice. And I'll be watching a show, and someone's name will be Alexa, and Alexa will respond to the TV show, and it will pause, or it will turn off, or whatever it is. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, it's annoying. Do you think so? Do you have Alexa?
So yeah, we have one. We got it a couple of years ago, and it was plugged in, and we never used it, and now it's just, I think it's not plugged in anymore, but it's like sitting on the counter, like we use it, but we don't. Like nothing is attached to it. We don't have any smart things attached to it. When we got it, we said, when we move in, we're going to attach everything and have like the whole smart system, but we don't. And the one time after we moved into this house that I did turn it on, I left it on, and it was a night that I was up really, really late recording Pinterest videos for Social Salad. And all of a sudden, like I'm sitting, I had to do it in the dining room because I didn't have very good lighting in my study. All of a sudden I hear this like voice talking to me. And it was like the time, I don't know if you guys remember, it was about 6 or 8 months ago, something like that. It was sometime last fall that Alexa decided to just randomly start talking to people. Yeah. And it happened to me at like 2 o'clock in the morning in a brand new house. It like really freaked me out. So no, it has not been turned back on.
Oh, Alexa talks to us.
Oh my gosh, no. No, no, no. I can't do it. I won't even have a Wi-Fi baby monitor.
That's really smart. Okay, anyway, back to the other Alexa.
Yeah, so the other Alexa isn't necessarily, like, it's not a super popular way for to rank. A lot of, like, people in social media will use it as a way to rank, or will use the knowledge from the Alexa rank. But
quick side note, sorry to interrupt again. Now Alexa's lights are going off for some reason now that we're talking about her. And my TV is off.
She's like, she wants to be part of the conversation. Alexa.
No. Oh, she heard. Oh my God, the lights are going off. Stop. Don't do it. It freaks me out. The lights are literally going off and the TV's off. Everything's off. Don't do it again. It's so scary. Do you not think that's
crazy? Why is that scary?
Because she,
like, it's scary for me.
She listens to everything. Like, I don't know what she's recording. Maybe someone's going to steal our ideas.
Amazon.
Yeah, Amazon.
Is Jeff Bezos going to steal all of our ideas?
We have a really good idea coming out in a couple weeks, and I don't want it to, I don't need Alexa. I don't need the person whose name starts with an A to hear us. I feel like I'm being watched. Okay.
So I love him. So I don't care if he steals our idea. Anyway, so having a lot of nofollow links can still help improve your website's authority and improve your metrics, and that will lead to more traffic and more business opportunities. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a nofollow link. It can be nofollow links and dofollow. And then another way to get some dofollow links, and this is really it's kind of an old school tactic and not a lot of people do it anymore. The ones that do can be kind of spammy, but if you can do it without being spammy, if you can do it genuinely, you can build a lot of relationships from this. And I've been able to do that with some clients, but it's also one of the highest links I have in backlinks. And that's just commenting on other, you want them from high DA sites, but even if they're not, just linking can lead to building the relationships, like I said, in your industry, and it can lead to potential leads. You just can't be spammy about it. You have got to be genuine about it. You can't do it like a million of the same comments in the same niche of your industry, because Google does pick up on that and they'll start reading you as spam instead of someone who is genuinely trying to enjoy
the and you spot. Don't want that.
So yes. Another backlink, so we'll move on to Pinterest real quick. Another backlink is Pinterest. So again, although it doesn't really count for Google because it's nofollow, it's still really important. So I'm going to give you three quick tips for Pinterest. I would say write these down and seriously put these into effect if you have a Pinterest, and if you don't have one, get a Pinterest. Put these into effect because when I started doing some of these a couple years ago and I hadn't been doing them before, and even recently when I started doing some of these, I mean, it drastically changed the reach for myself and for clients. So the first thing you need to do is pay attention to the search suggestions under the search bar. So if I type in like social media and, you know, all of these pins come up, and then underneath the search bar are different suggestions like social media management, social media manager, social media Instagram, social media Facebook. What you do with that information is, one, keep that, use it as hashtags. You're going to use it as hashtags. They are important for Pinterest, but you're just going to throw them onto the bottom of a post. It has to be relevant to the content of that post, obviously, in order for it to show up, but it's what people are searching for, and that's what you need to be tagging. And then you need to make sure that you include it in your boards. When you're making your boards, either your boards need to have that as a title, or it needs to be like in the description of the board, those different choices for when people search.
That's a good tip.
Another thing, I don't think people do this enough unless you're like a professional blogger, but you really do need to check your notifications and respond in kind. So like with Instagram, we always say like back, comment back, follow back if it's appropriate. But you need to do the same with any other platform, but Pinterest especially. If you have someone who is constantly repinning from you, give them a couple repins because they're increasing your reach. So those are some really important tips for SEO and for Pinterest.
Email marketing, list building, Sydney's. Relationship building, the Facebook decline, Instagram updates.
All right. So I guess that is it for this episode of the Social Salad Podcast. Be sure to head on over to our Facebook group and leave any questions or comments in the comments of this podcast. You will need to be a member of the group to do so. But that's great because we would love to have you as part of our Social Salad family. And stay tuned next Monday for the next episode of the Social Salad Podcast. So Game of Thrones has a series finale. And, you know, everyone has read everything about it. Well, I have at least, like...
Besides Sydney, I'm the 1% who's never even seen a single episode, just the memes.
At least you can Instagram. Say you're part of the 1%, Sydney.
I can. I really can. I am part of the
1%. But, no, I read, like, all of the articles about it. I've read all of the disappointment and everyone's frustrations. But one thing I don't understand. So... there's this character on the show, and spoilers if you guys haven't, if you're still like watching it or whatever, spoilers, so don't fast forward through this part. But there's this character on the show, and she is a young girl, and throughout this show, I don't know how old she was when she started.
She's the one with the white hair, right?
No.
I keep seeing the memes with the one with the white hair.
Yeah, she's the one everyone's upset about. But I'm upset about is this one character. She's the young girl on the show. Her name is Arya. And she went through this, like, training at one point in the show to become what's called no one. She's no one. She's a faceless man. And basically they're assassins who, if someone dies, they can change their face to the person that's dead and, like, sneak up and kill people, right? So... she's like, that's what she became. So she only got to use that a couple of times in the show. And everyone is like really upset because they wanted Arya to kill the blonde woman that you're talking about with white hair. And she never did. Spoilers. Sorry. But anyway, so everyone is really upset. Like, what's the point of having her go through two seasons of training to become a faceless man, to not have to use the faces in the end? She did use the faces a couple of times. I think maybe a total of two times that I can think of. But here is what really frustrates me about people who feel that way.
Tell us what really frustrates you. I love hearing people talk about Game of Thrones. It is so intense. So for someone who has no idea what you're talking about or what this means, I find it entertaining. So continue.
Okay, so I hope actually that this is relatable. And in the end, she does this big heroic thing, which is she kills the Night King, which is a huge thing. She does something only she can do, and she doesn't have to be a faceless man to do it, because throughout the 10 years, actually 8 seasons, throughout the 8 seasons, she grew from a girl to a faceless man, and now she's a woman who does not need to be a faceless man in order to be a badass. Like, she killed the Night King with her own face, and I think that is way more important than her being a faceless man and killing anyone else. Like, that
there's
shows
a little hidden message
that,
in there,
and nobody has said anything about it as far as I know, but like, that shows this, the growth of the character. And
you heard it here first at the Social Salad.
That's like a big deal. Like,
no, you haven't heard it. I mean, I don't read about it. Like, I don't know anything about it, so I haven't, like, read anyone's opinions. All I know is that everybody's very disappointed. But when you're reading about it, you haven't seen anything about that, like the point that you're making right now?
No, I haven't seen anything about that.
That's crazy.
This girl exceeded these assassins that taught her. She doesn't have to be a man anymore without a face. She doesn't have to be no one. There's like 2 seasons of her having to say, I am no one, I am no one, instead of I am Arya Stark, you know? Like, I think that's like a huge deal. Now she doesn't have to say she's no one. She's Arya Stark, the badass bitch that killed the Night King. Like,
I love it. And if anybody's is a Game of Thrones fan and they haven't heard that viewpoint yet, like, you heard it here first. Give it some thought.
If you have, though, I'd really like to read about it. So please head on over to our Facebook group and comment, like, share the links of everything that you've read about this in particular, because I really want to read about it. Anyway,
or just post your opinions.
Oh yeah. Oh,
we'll accept Game of Thrones. We'll accept Game of Thrones opinions. I feel like that's like a, you know, we usually just accept questions in the groups or things, you know, so that people can gain value and we don't do any promoting. But if you want to promote Game of Thrones and your opinions, like,
well, we're all everyone for it. Will gain value from anything Game of Thrones, except for maybe the last season.
Okay. And me.
All right. But a year from now, it could gain some traction for whatever reason. Maybe it's pinned by the right person. Maybe it's a trending topic. And you're going to be getting foot traffic to your website from something that you put the time and the energy into doing a year ago. It's not something that you have to put the time and energy into right now. It's something that you did in the past that is paying off.
We are helping and that set you up for success.
Absolutely. And that will continue to pay off.
Yes.